sit over here.
All right, call our meeting back to order. Frank, we need you up here at the front table, looks like. Right? Yeah, Esri Road and Brown Cemetery.
Well, I'm right forward here. Okay. At least that way it's too short.
While we're waiting, I'd like to comment that I sure appreciate Mr. Strophis and his technology, all his smarts. When it comes to high-tech stuff, or high-tech to me anyway. Don't let it go to your head, though.
What? I
just want to let you know I need to talk to an administrator when we get a chance.
Okay.
In school, didn't we call those people like audiovisual nerds that went around and set up the cameras?
Nerds. Yeah, I think that was the term. But that isn't what I was thinking.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. I
heard my turn. Oh, here's Tim.
UCCC web, no?
Yeah.
Okay,
I was on.
I was on earlier, but I couldn't get on a little while ago. It wasn't available.
Maybe we blocked you.
Well, that might be.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, thanks. All right.
Esri Road easement is on our agenda, is that?
That's correct. This was something that was approved several, 6 or 8 weeks or so ago, and all I need is your signatures. These are a couple of blind corners that are on Esri Road. These are some easements that were acquired with nothing more. The cost to get these easements goes to help the property owner take down some trees. He actually took the trees down. We were there to protect our road.
So are these just site easements, or are we planning to do some improvements on the corners?
They're just triangular site easements. There may be some widening and a little bit of base similar to cutting off job that we did the other day.
Okay.
Minimal cost grant put down on the estimate is $1,000 or less.
Cool. How about a motion?
Motion to take in those easements.
Second. Questions? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Brown Cemetery? Is that yours?
I think Danny put it on there.
That was mine. Actually, that there was a request to for the county to sell some material to one of the cemeteries, and I think that although I'm in favor of helping, I even volunteered to pay for one of the loads that we'd be traveling down a slippery slope to start selling material to individual, well, I'll just use it, individual contractors or however. That's the reason I put it on there. There was a question brought forward about it. And I thought it needed to be brought to the attention of the commission, at least have some discussion about it.
So you're not in favor of trying to do that?
No, I'd rather pay for their a load of their rock myself to go to the cemetery for if they got a cemetery fund, as to have the county sell material. Tell you what we got into, I got my hind end chewed out twice in Branson for forestry trucks who contracted out with a separate contractor, and they were coming out of what they considered the county quarry. That's not the county quarry. Jernigan owns that quarry, and they can have blasted whatever amount of rock that comes out of that quarry for Taney County and for the forestry, but they have contracts with those people. And so they've seen a couple of private trucks coming out of the county quarry, and I'm over in Branson at First Stop over there, and somebody comes in and says, well, if you're going to sell to everybody, I've got some it's right close to my house. I want to buy some rock off of you too. And I said, we're not selling to nobody. That's Jernigan's quarry over there, but I'll check into it. When I checked into it, it was forestry that had bought a section of blasted rock from the quarry. And so that made it pretty simple for me to you know, say, well, I'll, you know, they got a cemetery fund, I'll pitch in $100 to for the rock over there. But I don't want to take it out of a county quarry and open the door for. Do you see any problem there, Frank?
One issue would be that we don't pay taxes, so that would be an issue. And a point of clarification on the operation of that quarry is that when they do blasting, as they did last year, they made material for three different entities, and they actually separate them into different piles. So I questioned Mr. Workman, how do you segregate how much material it goes to this person and that person? They actually divide the material into different piles, and the person that has contracted them for a certain amount of material has a section of the storage area that actually those piles belong to them.
Who's the other one, Frank? Because I knew the U.S. Forestry was one.
The forestry was one, and the other one slips my mind right now, but I want to say it was a quasi-semi-government agency also that worked out of there.
We don't sell any material to anybody else, correct?
Correct.
Okay, then let's just... I don't want to get into the resale business.
Right.
Let me ask you the question. How much more is it going to cost for someone to buy the material from a hauler than the county? Are we talking a lot of money?
I think
$50, $100?
The big difference there would be the transportation cost versus going from 76 or a quarry in Branson area. It would be the transportation cost. So, yes, it would probably be about $50 to $75 in transportation haul due to the mileage.
Lod. Yeah, okay. I think your idea is good, Danny. I don't know if I can go $100, but I'd help.
Yeah.
Pay the difference of the haul, like Frank's saying.
That's fine. I mean, that's fine.
It's not getting the resale business.
Yeah.
Right. I agree.
Question came up, though, from your forestry comment, so that they will not, to your knowledge, Frank, they will not sell somebody out of one of those piles? Jernigan? Jernigan has different piles, you said. One
That's
of
correct.
Counties, one of these other couple entities.
Right. That's correct.
I wonder, where I'm trying to go is possibly they could get a hold of Mr. Workman or somebody, the right person at Jernigan, and maybe they could...
They didn't ask
the right person to start with. If they got the right person,
They might do that. I'll tell you what happened, Chuck, and it'll kind of clarify a little bit of it. Is we had a heck of a time getting him to come in there and even blast.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
We had to get, and I think probably this forestry deal and two or three others to come in and blast so many cubic yards of material before they'd even move the equipment in there to crush it. And so that may be the reason that you'd have a little conflict of somebody saying, well, I can buy this or buy that. And now, another thing I'm wondering is we have this creek gravel situation, if it would work for the base part of it so you wouldn't have to use so much rock. I don't know. I haven't been out there since we built the pavilion. We built a pavilion right across the site there from them, and I haven't been there. I don't know what their new addition looks like. I want to help them, but I just don't want to get in retail.
Okay, I've got an idea. What if the cemetery group, can buy the rock from Jernigan? There's a pile they can buy it. I assume that Jernigan doesn't keep a loader out there. If they could buy some rock, would we be willing to load it for them if we're out there hauling rock anyway? Am I right? There's not a loader out there? Unless it's our loader.
Our loader, we typically have one of our loaders stationed there, but I would question how did they then load the forestry trucks. I'm hopeful and assuming that it wasn't our loader that was doing so. They may move one in and out for that.
Our loader is moved back and forth from the shop to that location periodically. Mm-hmm. Well, quite often, because right. We have material at the barn, and the quarry is not that far, and I know that it's run back and forth. What my question is does Jernigan and them, we own the scales, don't we?
We pay for maintenance on it. I'm not sure if we own them or not.
Okay, I didn't know whether everything across those scales was forestry and us and everybody else. If we had, I don't know, it's just something that you would want to look into, I guess, but I don't want to get into just the conversation. I mean, there, when you're standing there with 20 people and somebody says, I've got a place just right down the road there, I want to buy material off of you just like so-and-so did who came out of there with that truck. I don't like to be left in those circumstances. And there I sit, you know, as a county commissioner, and they make me look like I'm doing something illegal.
But you weren't. It was the forestry.
That's true. I wasn't.
An assumption, the good old assumption.
Right, but I didn't even know it was a forestry at the time, see, until after I went back and checked.
Right.
I just said we've seen private trucks coming in now there with the county quarry. So.
Well, I'll leave my loading idea alone unless we can get farther. And if we can, then we can bring it up later.
Great.
Okay. Thank you. Now what?
Donna has some administration. She's been patiently waiting for 15 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioners. I just wanted to let you know that on our overtime for mandatory, when we're required to have our office open by statute, that I'm going to pay my employees when it is a reimbursement from another entity. When it's the county paying for it, then it'll just be comp time. Bob had asked some questions. I asked Bob if that was legal for me to do that, and he said yes. And then I also forwarded him an email from the Secretary of State's office about my 400 accounts. So.
That's tonight, right? Overtime tonight, you mean?
No, we won't have overtime today. We'll have overtime tomorrow.
I mean tomorrow. Tomorrow's Tuesday.
Yeah. And, of course, we were open Saturday. Now, Saturday, I sent some people home early, so we're fine there. And
good.
Another thing, I want to thank you for the training that we had the other day on comp time, and we're going to put into effect some of the ideas that were presented there, and we're going to do our best to keep our comp time to a minimum.
Wonderful. So. Thank you,
Donna. Bob, did you have any questions for me on that email?
No, I mean, I could just correct slightly. I said I saw nothing illegal with her proposal. I didn't. I used the negative rather than the positive, but essentially what she said is correct.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
I think that's a compliment.
I just wanted to make sure that I was the one informing you, and I'm not trying to go around anybody's process.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
That folder I laid there is for you to sign. That's those easements we just did, if you wouldn't mind.
Yep, I got it.
When you got time. Thanks.
We made a little blunder this morning by not mentioning in the regular meeting, and I don't know whether they're still online. Sometimes they get things online. But Road and Bridge done a fantastic job this time with snow removal. Had lots and lots of compliments, and very, very few complaints, and we forgot to say anything about it. We had a major snow event, but it didn't seem major because of the job that they did.
They did a fine job.
They did. I got some compliments myself.
Right.
How we outperformed MoDOT and
City
of Branson.
I was kind of hoping they'd be a little bit slow out my way so I could sled down the hill, but they came through and woke me up at once.
I've always got a sled hill for anybody to use.
Have you got a good hill?
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
I would recommend a helmet, though.
Oh, my. What are those?
The stoppings of Lord Pro.
But seriously, you're right. They did a good job.
So who plows Linhart Lane?
What?
Who plows?
I don't know who plows that Linhart Lane, but I just know that there's another road available.
Okay, what else?
We have Nikki next, don't we?
I'm ready.
All right, there's a...
Get your paperwork, Bob, and come on back down.
You need us, Dave? Just to listen? Okay.
He's just, please, Nikki, please, if you take the microphone, James.
Don't give him time.
Yeah, if you don't take the microphone, deals? James will take it. Just sit there. You got to talk into the mic.
Yeah, I know.
People know what what Nikki and Jillian do. People want to know.
This is the agenda for this week. Any changes that you'd like to be made on there?
Do we have to approve any? We're approving all the pay. There's no payroll this week, correct?
Yes, there is.
Yeah.
On Tuesday?
And we're going to do it.
Okay,
Tuesday.
I see it Tuesday. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't see it Wednesday. Okay. Postage machine, what are we doing about that again? Is that when Gary comes back with information?
Correct.
Gotcha. Looks great, Nikki. I like it a lot.
Looks good to me.
It's a majority. Don't have to go for
wow.
Don't go for unanimous. Just go for majority.
Right.
Yeah, it's all right.
Thank you so much,
Nikki. All right.
Last
what
week,
else?
I emailed all three of you about the bike repair. Two of you responded back to me as far as what budget to take it out of, but you two were different in your opinions.
Of course.
Mine was right. Just go with mine. I think I said the equipment repair, is that right?
You said commission equipment repair.
Yeah.
And you said maintenance.
Equipment repair. See, we got through equipment repair. We're thinking almost alike.
Okay.
You're pretty close.
Yeah.
I was just thinking
that. We just need to submit a PO for it.
That's fine.
Which,
yeah, that's fine.
Which
maintenance is fine. I don't care. Yeah, I didn't.
So I was more right. Thank you, Chef.
Oh, shoot. I hate to give in that easy.
You were right. I was just more right.
Wait a minute. I want to think about it. I'm just kidding. Have we got it repaired yet? Working on it?
I'm going to pick it up later this morning.
Springfield.
Ozark
or Nexer or someplace.
Yeah.
So Ozark.
Yeah.
Excellent.
That's the, kind of their sister company.
It looks like we're averaging about 20. I know everyone doesn't sign up, which I was going to bring that up. How close are we to getting those scanner thing?
I haven't been down there. We are going to meet this week
okay.
and talk about the scanner.
Okay. Because I know not everyone signs in because sometimes I walk in there when I work out and it's like people are working out and their names are on the list. But it looks like.
Do you scold them or?
I don't.
You don't?
I'm just,
let them off?
I just, yeah. But it looks like we're getting pretty good usage,
yeah.
20 or so.
Yeah.
All different times of the day. People are changing their work.
I came
hour.
Through it, I think, for a late lunch or something. There were three in there.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
It's good.
Surplus property. Every 5 years, we have to fill out new documentation for them. So I have some paperwork, Chuck, that I need you to sign.
This is the state surplus
correct.
Property stuff?
Correct.
Okay. This is something we... Really, we don't.
There's nothing we have to post or anything, right?
That's what I'm trying to say. Thanks. Authorization to inspect and sign for federal surplus property.
Last year we did this. They never received it for some reason.
Okay.
You had already signed it last year. And so I just need a signature. I'll scan it and email it to them.
Okay. I hate to be picky.
Yes.
Is it federal or is it state surplus property?
State.
It says federal.
Should say state. I'll change that.
Okay. Everybody all right with me signing that?
I am great with you signing that.
Nod from Danny. I'll sign it when you...
Okay. I'll change that. And
okay.
Then these documents need to be signed.
Okay. What do they say?
Just their normal documentation that they keep on file
okay.
for each entity.
All right.
So do you want me to hang on to this upstairs when you come back?
Why don't you trust me with this? I'm on the record and on mic and everything.
You're going
to
give me heart failure.
And I asked Bob to take a quick look at it.
Okay.
And then I'll bring it back to you.
Okay.
Thank you. What's next?
I received a letter from a gentleman by the name of Eric Lampe with Mitchell, Roy, and Wilson. He's a certified public accountant. He wants some documentation from us referencing the village of Marion Woods. Is this something you gentlemen would like for me to find? Or do you want me to give this to someone else? They're having an audit, and it's referencing financial statements.
How about the county clerk? Shouldn't she have all the documentation for the Marion Woods? They're requesting the documentation of the Marion Woods?
The financial statements and the amounts of the Roden Bridge sales tax. The trust fund that we do each year for the different municipalities that we're not doing this year. Up to $50,000.
Right, we don't do that anymore.
Correct.
I think the clerk would be a good place to start, but she may need the treasurer's help and the auditor's help to gather that up. Don't you imagine?
I'll talk to
Why don't you, do you mind just managing it and going to those different departments to gather it?
That's fine.
I'm concerned if we give it to one department, it may get dropped or not get completed and returned back to the...
Okay.
But yeah, I would think I would go to the clerk and the treasurer and maybe Frank if you have, just auditor, I'm not sure.
I think the auditor would keep track of that Roden Bridge sharing money because it comes out of the account.
Right. So auditor or treasurer, yeah, one of those two, and then clerk would have some stuff too. So.
Okay.
All right.
No, ma'am. I think you'll have a very blissful Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday since we'll be out of town. Did I use that word correctly?
Well, that's pretty good.
Bob wasn't here to enjoy it.
I'm celebrating.
Yeah, no partying.
No celebrating.
We're going to put some webcams up. Make sure you guys aren't having too much fun with this gone.
Hey, back to serious business.
Yes.
On.
I was serious.
Have fun.
Okay.
On them. We had on the agenda the other day agreements and things we were going to look at.
The intergovernmental agreements.
Intergovernmental agreements.
They're on for tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
Yes. Okay.
You have them all. What we didn't know is that Nikki had got them all gathered from Linda and various places and the clerk. And when we didn't meet, I didn't know you were. You have them all.
Jillian had gotten them from Linda. Now I don't know as far as the clerk goes what she has.
But you've got there's something up. So you got a file
of
stuff.
I have some files.
Okay.
That you guys can review.
I think that's why we canceled because we didn't know we had documents and we actually had them.
One thing that's on my mind just popped in is the nuisance cases. Mm-hmm. And I think it'd be fun, that's not the right word, but interesting to go through, have you and Jillian lead me through the office of where different things are kept. Like recently I learned we've got the lockbox with XYZ in there. Mm-hmm. Where do we have nuisance? Where do we have intergovernmental agreements?
Are you just referencing nuisances? Or just a tour of the office?
Just where we're, what things we're keeping in our office.
Okay.
Are your file cabinets pretty well labeled or not?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I might just look through the
I just thought of it because I see them in the file cabinets, but I've never looked to see if they're labeled.
I guess I could just take the existing
nuisance cases, they were brought back over from planning and zoning, and they're in boxes, banker boxes, next to my filing cabinet.
Are we going to get them to a permanent file cabinet?
Yes. We are actually, Jillian and I are going to work on that while you guys are gone.
Awesome.
That's good.
That's our plan.
Okay. Wonderful.
When we have this discussion tomorrow morning, is there certain people need to be contacted that their intergovernmental agreements have run out?
I invited Donna because that's what you guys had told me, you know, a couple weeks back when you and me set this meeting.
We need Bob in there, obviously.
Yeah.
Make sure Bob's in there because it's the legal side of it.
Right, and then that's one of the things that why haven't people that have intergovernmental agreements with us contacted us that they have expired?
Because we're still going to do it anyway.
I know, but I mean that's one of the questions if we have things that have expired and we're still need to be in effect, then we're going to try to.
Whose responsibility is that to initiate?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Well, I mean that's part of. I have a feeling. I don't know if I want a lot of people this first meeting because I think out of this meeting, we're going to have a bunch of items, action items. I looked through some of those files. There's some agreements that have expired back in 99 and 2001 mm-hmm. that we probably need in effect.
Right.
So I think what we're going to do is probably after the meeting, we're going to say we need to get with this department, this, and then I mean, I don't even know if Dawn needs to be in the meeting, to be honest, but because all she's going to do is record them.
I think a review before we go to getting people involved
right.
is what we're looking at.
I mean,
do you want Bob?
Just Bob. Bob needs to be in here because he'll know
the legal
legalities of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
To answer your question, Danny, I think, as we do, that other entities just are in the middle of trying to keep everything rolling and just never take time.
Yeah.
I remember when Larry Klein from Rockaway came in the office, I think it was him anyway, he sat down and went through all that stuff, which was quite wise.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, here's these agreements, and he found stuff that was old and that there was obligations. I may have the wrong fellow in mind there, but somebody like him came on to their position and they just went through all of the files to see what kind of shape they were in. And so this is a good thing.
Yeah. Probably long overdue.
Long overdue.
I know we had just for example, we had a dirt agreement with Taneyville. It's never been, so those kind of things are something that needs to be brought forward and filled out, and Taneyville School, Taney County, you see what I'm saying? Those, you can't dump anything up there, but we've had an agreement with them for
right.
some time. It's probably expired. But the agenda looks great. So.
Okay, we got a few minutes. Anything administrative we want to jaw on? Are we going to, what's the travel schedule? Anybody going to ride together, or what's our plan?
I'm not riding with you guys.
Oh, my feelings are broke.
First of all, we have to be there no later than 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock is the deadline, so.
12 to 2, yep.
So I'm not sure what time I'm rolling out of town. The reason I said that because I'm going to, you're going to the CDAC meeting.
Well, I thought I'd try.
Yeah.
At least, I mean, I get to stay for the whole thing. But
and I've got an appointment with the City of Branson, something I pretty much stand, I meet with Dean regularly once a month, so I'm going to keep that meeting. And then,
that's when? Tuesday or Wednesday?
Wednesday, we need to leave. Well, it's a 3-hour drive minimum, so I'd say everyone needs to be on the road by no later than 11 to be there by to get counted for the day. Because if you're late, you're late. So, and we're all confirmed at the Capitol, and all that fun stuff.
Okay.
So I'm not sure exactly what time I'm leaving. I'm hoping around 9:30 or 10, but I'm not sure yet.
I get the stuff from Mary Ellen.
Uh-huh.
And it. Do I understand that the governor's going to be there this time? Or they've asked
him? They've asked him again. But he came last year, too.
Well. So there's going to be. We have a totally different agenda set up than what we had.
Not that big of a difference. Only difference is. The legislators aren't going to be there that Friday morning like they normally were. We're still having the breakfast. The Thursday morning, we're still doing the rally at the Capitol steps, I believe it is. Is that Friday morning? Is it Thursday morning or Friday? This got to be Thursday morning because the Capitol's closed on Friday morning, basically. So there's certain, and the hospitality suites by the vendors are still Wednesday night open. They open at 3.
Now, is that where the legislators are going
to
meet us?
Yes. I sent an email to all of our legislators inviting them to walk through the hospitality suites with us, and I told them at 5:30.
Great.
I think Mary Ellen asked us to do that, so
right.
I sent those notes out. I've heard from Maynard, and then I haven't heard from InVail. Of course, I sent it to Ray, and I sent it to Ray Reeder, since he covers Spartania County anyway. But I haven't heard from anybody besides Maynard.
Since we've still got a few minutes for Bob on that subject, I woke up thinking about something this morning. I know that scares you.
I'm writing down here.
Yeah, take notes.
I'm taking notes.
Yeah. Maybe come back and verify now. Is that what you meant? The rally or protest or whatever that we've been encouraged to attend.
I think
on
they
Thursday.
Went rally. I think they rally? Went the word rally. Protest is a little negative.
All right, rally. The rally that we've been encouraged to bring
signs,
homemade signs at the Capitol. Last year when we did that, there's a fella, and I've got yet to look up his name, but I think I can figure out who he was. One of our eastern counties close to us made a comment that he did not go to that rally because he thought it gave a bad taste. And I've chewed on that, and I've even talked with one of our representatives, former representatives, now you know who I was talking to, of how they would see that. And I have been known, there's probably pictures to verify it, of standing out on a street corner with a sign. And so I'm not totally against making a point that way sometimes. But one of the biggest things we've got, I'm sorry I'm so slow talking sometimes, but here's my thought. We hammer them on unfunded mandates, and that's what this Restore the Partnership
right.
is mostly about, in my opinion.
Right.
And I thought about, and Danny, you mentioned that they're going to be working on it, the training that we have to do and trying to work out something there. And I was thinking about that some, and I was actually thinking I was going to write a letter and send it to Mike or whoever sent that word out to us. I think it was Mary Ellen for Mike. Let's think of another plan. Let's go another direction. And that plan would be taking and asking each county before our meeting, which doesn't give us much time, but I think it could happen, if we had a list of the cost that it takes us to go, and each county, now here's what your mandate for us to have 20 hours of training. This is what it costs Taney County. This is what it costs Webster County, Ozark County.
Right.
And if each county commission would take that information and go to their legislators and say, this is what we're talking about. This is what it's costing the counties that you represent to do this mandate,
right.
which is not funded.
Right.
And we talk about unfunded mandate. This is what we're talking about. I mean, here's an example. Maybe we'd even want to go to the prisoner per diem. And whatever other unfunded mandates that we have, that we've got something that they can put in their hands and look at, this is what it cost us. And this is what we're trying to say to you. And from the letter we received, we as the CCAM don't think that they heard us or are paying attention to us too much. And I'm just trying to hammer out a way that would be more received.
Well,
Greene County had their jail up there.
Uh-huh.
I think it went well in Jeff City. And any of those legislators were there, my opinion, I hope, that when they go, if they go to looking at cutting, and it happens to be per diem, that they're going to remember, oh yeah, Greene County made a heck of a point about this being important.
Right.
Maybe we ought to consider cutting something else. Your turn.
We talked at the MAC board. We brought this up in one of the sessions. It wasn't, I don't think it was the last one, but a previous one. The CCAM training, first of all, is not, the majority of people still find a value in that. That's why they won't cut it. A lot of the commissioners.
They won't cut it.
We were talking about unfunded mandates, and I think if I heard your point was CCAM hit being basically, is it necessary?
How about webinars, though?
But it's not CCAM. Help me out now.
No, I know.
The state forces counties to do it.
But CCAM.
CCAM does the work.
Administers the but CCAM itself, doesn't have a, they won't change their, they won't write a letter. It'd have to be the commissioners.
Hold the phone.
Right.
Are you telling me that CCAM is okay with us being mandated to do things without funding?
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is...
Because that's the point I'm making.
Right.
Is the state is mandating, and I don't remember anybody ever talking about the mandate of training. We've talked about it, as Danny said, that we ought to be able to do it better and more efficiently and cost less money.
Right.
But we've never griped about that that's an unfunded mandate. But we've got how many of these unfunded mandates, and that's just one of them.
Well, I think that was, first of all, that was around before the Hancock Amendment. And secondly, I don't know that you are required to go up for the training. It just costs you $2,000 of your salary if you don't go up, right? Is that right?
Yeah. Kind of like that's a lawyer fine. Comment if I ever heard it.
It's not required. There's just a penalty to it. The other thing was...
I think it's a fine example. I think it's a fine example. I think I see where Chuck's going, and that he's not explaining it as well as what I think it could be.
Give it a shot. Help me out.
Okay, you got a list, and the first thing is you want to cut everything. You want
right.
to cut our parcel.
Right.
Down to such and such. Here's a small example of what we have to put up with as counties. That you don't even consider a mandate.
Right.
The fact that you make us come up here for 20 hours worth of work when we have a quarterly meeting that should substitute for that training. We have exactly the same thing that you have.
Right.
So you don't even recognize that as being a mandate, but it is required of us and it costs us $2,000 to do so. So then, You're trying to take our parcels away from us. We have the prisoner per diem. We have these other things. But this, can you see, we can't get through your heads that we have unfunded mandates through prisoners per diem, the everything else. But here's one that the counties affects every county.
Right.
We have to take money out of our funds, our general county revenue. I see James sitting back there, and me and him had this discussion yesterday, as a matter of fact, the assessors are on the same page, but they can't get anything done about it. So if the assessors and the collectors and the commissioners all decided that we want to go to our legislative body, they're the ones that passed the 20-hour deal on us.
Well, I understand.
And have us go up. I'm not against the training.
Exactly.
They can go up. We could go up on a morning and be there at 10 o'clock, and we could spend the day and get through at 2 o'clock the next day or noon the next day and go home and use our quarterly meetings as training sessions
right.
and accomplish just as much.
Right. Couldn't you do it on a website too? I mean, you could have a live lecture on a website. Why do you even have to leave Taney County to take the course?
We've
and it
got
can be
the
interactive.
Technology. We could send Jim up there to teach him how to do it.
But not everybody has it, Bob. There's a lot of the counties forward snails. I mean, they're just... They just don't have any.
We'll leave you the option of attending by website.
Yeah.
Others can go.
Thank you, man. Well, the other thing, just regarding the rally, Mac's position is if all you do is that rally, that's not enough. You're supposed to do the rally plus visit your legislators and talk to them other than once a year. And that concern is Mac has made comments that
if all you do is that rally one day and you talk to your legislators once a year, that's a very ineffective rally.
Yeah. And I'm glad you brought that up, because I could maybe swallow the rally if we've got information and we're explaining.
Right.
Because evidently they're not getting the message is what that said.
Right.
And that reminded me of the other thought I had. If the commissioners, wherever, would get those things together and ask, as you go see Dean once a month, if we would ask our representatives to stop by our office or make an appointment and we'll come to their home or wherever they do business in the counties, and a couple of times or six times a year, now here we are.
Right.
It doesn't seem like we're getting anything done. Can you do anything? And just sit down and just a friendly,
right,
you know, three-on-one.
County issues, you should always have your rep's phone. If there's not a city in your rep's district that's opposing you, if it's something that has to do with county government, your rep should always take your point of view. You just need to put it to him properly, and he should go up there and vote your way. He has no reason not to.
But it's real simple, Bob. Here's a simple way to explain it. We've been going to these Southwest Missouri Regional Commission meetings. As far as I know, one time, and he's willing to come more often, Jay Wasson came to our meeting at the old Riverside Inn and sat in and gave us a speech. Why don't the reps come? Why don't we arrange it to where we have our quarterly meetings, to where the reps can come and they hear, they represent this region for this purpose. Why don't they come to those meetings? We invite them, we feed them, we talk about all the issues. Instead of going to this stinking schooling that is so repetitious that the representative, he comes over and eats breakfast, but he's got to get back over to his meetings. And so we have them come to that meeting, and you're talking about all the representatives from all the Southwest region, and you bring those people together, and you discuss with them the problems we're having. Jay Wasson comes to those, and he come over there, and he wanted to know what our concerns were, and I appreciated that.
Legislative agenda that was passed by the when you went up to the last meeting of county commissioners. There was seven issues or something that went on the legislative agenda. Has that list ever been passed on to, for instance, Maynard Wallace?
Bob, that list has been the same. I've been there six years, and that list has been there the same.
We handed them out last week.
Yeah.
We've done it multiple times. We have it on a nice flyer. Yes, all the legislators have that list. They actually all delivered it with some candy last whatever day was it, Wednesday?
It was Wednesday morning.
Yeah, last Wednesday morning. Yes. Everyone got a copy of that letter.
All right, let me say something about the list. It's fine to take the list. Nothing wrong with that. But to your comment, Dane, get them to the quarterly meeting. Find out when the quarterly meeting is 2 months ahead of time, if we can, and let them know ahead of time so they don't schedule something else that we're not calling them just a week before. And I still think we need to do both, and we need to say,
you know what,
county commission, you MAC leaders, talk to, and of course you're not just commission, but talk to the board that this is what we ought to do. County officials need to be setting regular meetings, maybe quarterly or at least twice a year, with our representatives to sit down and talk about these things.
Have the Corps of Engineers. We've got a big issue with the Corps of Engineers. You could have them as a special invite. And if they see those representatives all sitting there, it makes a difference. I just think that we spend a lot of time without any accomplishment. And you can pass some papers, and that same stuff has been on that paper every time that it comes through. Now, they may have one or two different, or they may have it worded even different, but it's the same paper that you take over and slide to them. And the repetitiousness of it, I can't see how even some of those guys that's been there 20 years even stand it.
Well, I've heard you say, Danny, that I forget how it came out, but as county commissioners, if we don't hear from the people, what they're interested, what they want to see us do, how are we going to know what to do?
Yeah.
It's the same thing in their shoes if the representatives don't talk to us. I mean, they're, it just makes sense.
Right.
All right, thanks for listening to me. Went a little longer.
But do we want to be leaders in that?
I'm going to write a letter.
In that fact.
I'm going to write a letter and send it to all, and I think we ought to talk about it when we get up there. And if you've got other ideas, let's do it. Talk about it in our first class county meeting.
Perfect.
In every meeting. Get to the mic. Every
I'd
meeting.
Get a shirt made, and I'd just wear it.
A t-shirt.
I'd wear a t-shirt on your back.
I t-shirt that fast.
Oh, you can.
A homemade one.
I can.
Homemade one.
HP makes this little iron-on stuff. You just wear a white t-shirt, and Junie can probably help that.
I'll make the shirt. I'll do it.
Okay, Bobbling.
James, you got anything before we go into executive?
No, I just listened.
Okay.
Do you
need to go on executive, Bob?
Yes. If you want me to talk about some of these, I don't know where you guys are going to take me, so.
You never know, Dave.
I don't know. Now I'm the guy's taking you there.
For the first one, I definitely do.
Motion to go into executive, pursuant personnel, real estate, and litigation. And
for second.
Aye.
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 Motion carries.
610-021-22 and 23.